Welcome to Unity Fort Worth Online. We are a spiritual center of love and wisdom, affirming God's presence in our lives and reaching the larger community in ever-increasing circles of good.
All right, welcome to the Unity on this auspicious day. This is the day that Wendy and I are leaving for our 10-week sabbatical, and we're welcoming a wonderful minister and her husband to be with us. They are wonderful. I've been telling you this for a long time. You get to feel it and experience it today. The Reverend Patricia became a minister back in the 90s. She was the minister of one of the largest Unity churches in Houston under Howard Caesar. Then she had her own church in Overland Park, Kansas, for a number of years. She also served on Silent Unity Prayer Ministry as the vice president, basically the head of Silent Unity. And now we have the honor and pleasure of having her with us for 10 weeks. And she brought her husband, Brian, with her, so they're going to be together. So please welcome Reverend Patricia and Brian Bass. And we're going to do the sermon a little differently today. We're going to sort of do a dialogue, share a little bit about what I hope and what Wendy hopes to achieve as we go on our sabbatical, about what Reverend Patricia's going to do with us here, a little bit about her background, and then open it up for questions or comments from us all as well, so we get to ask questions as well during that time. Okay, we're going to do a little something different today because we're not going to have just a regular message. We thought we'd do a little dialogue, talk a little bit about what Patricia wants to do with us for the next 10 weeks, a little bit about what Wendy and I are planning to do. Also open it up to questions or comments that we might have, and also to find out a little more about Patricia and her background. It is a momentous thing going away for 10 weeks. You know, I've been away, I think, in my career now 29 years. The longest has been 5 weeks before this. One time I went away for four, one time for five. So this is double that, 10 weeks. And it is kind of trepidatious, you know, because it seems like a long time. But it seemed right also. After 29 years, I just needed to get away to rest and renew and to be revitalized to come back. Also, I'm at that watershed time of 65 in 3 weeks. So in August 6th, I'll be 65. I have a Medicare card in my pocket, folks. Woo! Now, talk about scary. I tell you what, when that came in the mail the other day, that was really scary. What? I can't be 65. That's impossible. So that's part of it, is dealing with all that. And, you know, another thing was, as you reach retirement age, I'm not ready to retire yet, but one time I am going to retire, and I thought it might be cool if the congregation got to experience what it's like with another minister, because you've had me for the last 29 years now. You know, I've been here in Unity Church of Fort Worth. And so rather than retire, sort of semi-retire just for 10 weeks, just so we can see what it's like, because eventually that might happen. But the good news is I'm coming back, so I'm not. It's not going to be like a soft ending, you know. There's soft openings and soft endings. No, not going to be a soft ending. Like, oh, by the way, folks, I'm extending it forever now. No, I will be back, and that's my commitment. And I'm feeling, you know, after 10 weeks of, it's not vacation, it's sabbatical. There's a difference. It's there for spiritual renewal. And I'm thinking I can be a better minister than I was, and certainly filled with some bells, you know, some bells ringing when I come back. Come with bells on. So I'm looking forward to that. But also, I wouldn't want to leave us just with guest speakers, because there's no continuity there. You know, get somebody in, they might be good, might not be on Sunday, but what happens for the rest of the week? There's a huge amount of things that need to be taken care of at our community on any given week. And we want somebody who's seasoned, who has experience. And I can't imagine a better person to have than Patricia Bass, because she led one of the largest churches in Unity, or co-led in Houston, and then led another large church, has recently been head of Silent Unity Prayer Ministry, which is huge. So it's amazing that she's available to us for 10 weeks. So it's divine order that she's with us, I think.
feels that way. I'm so grateful to be here. I'm so grateful to be here. And actually, it was Wendy who first had the idea and
That's
spoke
true.
To Paul and said, well, maybe Patricia could come in. And as it was, I was just about to fill my calendar with retreats, which I love to lead, and I just halted that, and we entered into conversation. So, you know, we're going to have a great time over the next 10 weeks. Absolutely, we are. We really are.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and background. And
all right. Well, so first I want to tell you that I'm here with my husband, Brian, of 35 years. And Brian, for both of us, it feels like a homecoming to be back here in Texas. And for Brian, it's a homecoming to be in Fort Worth because he played football back for TCU back in the day. It's been, you know, a few years now.
Woo!
And he'll be the first to tell you that every now and then I will launch into like a sports joke or a sports story, and I will get it all wrong, you know, but you just got to just accept that. That's what comes with me. But anyway, so our daughter also went to TCU, and we even have season tickets to the football games. We make it up here, you know, once or twice a year for when, or down here, for I'm directionally challenged to. From Kansas City, it's down. Anyway, we're happy to be here in Fort Worth, as well as happy to be here with you. Your congregation really has a reputation for your authenticity, and so it's my joy to be here. And you want me to talk about plans
for
what we're going to do together? So here's the dream that came into my heart. Paul asked for a few weeks of lesson titles, you know, like three. And I sat down and was inspired to create a whole 10-week experience for us. Because while Paul and Wendy are away on their sabbatical experience, I thought we could do something similar. You know, a sabbatical is really prescribed for all ministers. It's prescribed for them to take that time away to rest, to renew, and also really to just even deepen their engagement with Spirit further, so that they can be an even stronger minister when they return. And I thought, well, what we can do in this time together is engage in spiritual practices of our own. Ask ourselves important questions about our relationship with Spirit so that when Paul comes back, we're all even more engaged than we might be right now together. And I say we because I'm intending to deepen my engagement with Spirit along with you. And so we have a 10-week lesson series called Journey of Discovery. On Sunday mornings, it'll be about discovering more about yourself and your relationship with God, with Spirit. We'll talk about spiritual practices. There's a 21-day spiritual practice calendar with a different spiritual practice for you to try every day. We're going to have a meditation class that'll start on Wednesday nights about a month from now, middle of August. As a part of that meditation class, it'll not only help you try out some new meditation techniques, but also you'll learn how to lead a meditation if you're interested in that. We'll do that. And we've got Nancy Little coming as a guest speaker. She's been here before. What does she call herself?
She did the Aloha service.
The Aloha service. And she's
a lot of people liked her, so we're having her back because Rem just has to be away. I think it's September 10th.
I'll be in Houston, actually. Yeah. So she'll be here. And we've got another guest speaker. Stephanie Barton's coming to lead a workshop on an afternoon. And it's called Angels Among Us. And it's about that thin veil between us and our loved ones who have moved on. And Stephanie has the ability to communicate with them. And so we've got all kinds of things. Oh, including the concert. Tell them about that concert that we just scheduled.
And by the way, Larissa took off her own vacation for a month. So she's gone to Europe to be with her family and grandkids and everything. So while she's away, of course, we have our wonderful music department, but also our wonderful pianist, Cricket. So we're grateful for her
to fill in.
And this will be the first time that Patricia's been to a Wedgwood concert. But for those of us who know what it's like, it's world-class music. So that'll be happening later in September. And plus, we're going to do World Day of Prayer, right? You're going to lead us in that.
Yeah, we'll prep for World Day of Prayer, which is a really powerful message this year. It's all about finding peace in the midst. And you know what in the midst means. Peace in the midst of, it could be your hectic, chaotic day. It could be peace in the midst of all of the political animosity that's coming our way. It could be peace in the midst of whatever. And so we'll be exploring that as well.
Right. And Rep. Patricia will be here the whole time, so she'll be in the office every day. So if you have a need, I go to visit people in hospitals and at home, counseling, all that stuff. She'll be doing that as well. She'll be leading our administrative side of things, so she'll be in charge of the staff. She'll be doing other projects that we're working on right now currently and work with the board. So if you need her, she's going to be available just as I am. So it's not like it's somebody that's sort of filling in. This isn't filling in. This is doing the whole thing. We're calling her officially the acting senior minister because for that 10 weeks, she is going to be our senior minister. So she's available.
Yeah, so I'm your go-to gal, right? If whatever you would have gone to Paul for, you can reach out to me. And I may not have the immediate answer for you, but I'll work with the team of leaders here and we'll get the answer for you or the pastoral support that you need or whatever it might be. So I'm really hoping to count on you to let me know what your needs are and also to tell me if I've forgotten or overlooked something. I just know that you will let me know that. So. Yeah. It's really, you know, to Paul's credit that, number one, he's taking a sabbatical because, as I said, it's prescribed for ministers to do that every 5 to 7 years. So you are due for one.
I'm overdue, right?
You are due for one, my friend. And then also, you know, part of the minister's job is to make a plan for while he's gone. And I guess I'm it. But I'm not it by myself. We're going to be doing that together. Yeah, together.
Well, she has a thick file I've created that I'm going to show her, because I'm going to be in the office Monday and Tuesday. I'm going to go through the file of everything that needs to be done, basically. So it's not really to intimidate her how thick the file is, but it's just to go over all the various routines that happen every week, etc. So because there's a lot of details. I don't think a lot of people realize how much we end up doing, because it's really like running a small business, and there's plus the people side of it, all the pastoral side of it. So there's a lot to do on any given week, so she's going to pick up all that slack. There's a couple of special projects we're going to do. You know, after the server died, after the storm across the street, we lost our database, basically, and we've been working on a sort of a temporary database. One of the things the board and Patricia will be doing while I'm away is getting the new database online. It's called Servant Keeper. And if the board decides to go with it, we're going to do that, and that'll be able to put everybody back on a database, which will really be helpful for us. So that's one project. The other project is the roof. And I don't know if this is my brilliance or just the way it happened, but hear me out here. We've had two claims. One claim came in about 4 years ago. The second one was for the roof we just repaired. So we've done claim two. Claim one was so difficult, and the insurance company was so skillful at avoiding payment. Let's put it like that.
Isn't that a nice way of putting it?
That we had to go to arbitration, go to an umpire, etc. But this past week, we got our settlement on it, which enables us to put new roofs on the whole of the rest of the buildings here, which is awesome. We have to do it now, though, so therefore the new roofs will be going on while I'm away.
I think that's really convenient planning on his
part. So either it's convenience or brilliant, I don't know. But it so happened that way. But we have a team of folks who are working on it, and Patricia's going to help along. And Wendy and I have been working really hard the last several weeks to make sure the contractors are in place, etc., so that it's going to all unfold in good order. But I'm excited about it because we've needed new roofs on the campus for a while now. We got a lovely metal roof, but the rest of the buildings, apart from the two-story, which is new, we need to have new. So it's going to be great, you know, to have new roofs. And I think it's symbolic too, isn't it? Have a good roof over your head. It's symbolic of moving forward effectively. So thank you for taking that on.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited. Yeah. I really am. It is very metaphysically symbolic.
Project.
It absolutely is. Yeah. So can you tell them a little? And by the way, in just a few minutes, we're going to open it up for questions and comments from you guys as well. But first, can you just share a little bit about what you think it's going to look like on your sabbatical? What will you be doing?
Yeah.
How will we know about what you're
doing? Until about 2 weeks ago, we had no idea whatsoever. We can't stay in my house because Patricia and Brian are moving in. And so they're kicking us out, basically. They're taking over the house, which is great. We're happy they're there. So there's no excuse. We can't just stay. We've got to go somewhere. And so we didn't want to plan it too much because it's a sabbatical. It's supposed to allow Spirit to lead. And we had all these plans to go in different places. But really, I think it's better to just go to one place and go deep with it. So we decided we're going to spend about 6 weeks in Scotland. And I'm going to come back with a kilt, I guess, eating haggis, whatever. But we thought, you know, that way we can really experience something, not travel around too much, but stay. And we found a little island we're going to stay on for a week off the coast of Skye. And there's only two people that live on the island, the custodians. There's no roads. There's no shops. You bring all your provisions in. You can go down to the sea and pick mussels. So you can have mussel dinners every night, I guess. But that's going to be fun. So we'll be on this island in the middle of nowhere. But I think that's part of the sabbatical, is totally get away so that we can find that renewal. I have to come back at the end of August because one of our church members, beloved members, who I've known since she was this big, is getting married. So I got to do her wedding. I can't not do that. So I'll come back to do that. And then we'll head off for a few more weeks somewhere we don't know yet where we're going. But we will be back October 1st. Just as we're sharing it today, we're going to share it then as well. So I'll be doing the sermon, but Patricia will be doing all the other things in the service. So it's like bookending it, you know. There's the beginnings and endings, the completion. And they're both beginnings and endings, right? Like life is. It's a flow. So I'm really excited that you're going to have somebody of this caliber to lead us through a process for 10 weeks. That's the exciting thing. I hope you still like me and want me, because you might like her so much. It's like, we don't care about him anymore. I hope you want me back, but, you know, I will be back, and so we'll see. But, I know that Patricia's different from me, but in some deep sense, we are very similar. We share a lot of core connections, and I know she's going to provide so much for you all. So
how can they stay kind of in touch with you? Tell them what your thinking is about.
Yeah,
that.
I've decided I'm cutting myself off from the church in terms of messing with it, you know, because that's not good. I don't let her do it all, you know. I don't want to be checking in every week. When I'm on vacation, I usually check in. I check in to find out about the status of everything and to see if anybody is in need, etc. But on this one, I'm not going to do that because I'm going to trust that she can handle it and the staff can handle it. I will be available on Facebook because we like to put pictures and little comments up on Facebook. And we're taking world spirituality on the road. So my radio show will be done. We're going to interview wild and wacky and spiritual people we find wherever we are in the depths of Scotland. So we'll see how that works. So that should be fun, as long as we can get Wi-Fi. That's the thing. I'm not sure about this island. It may be too remote. I don't know what I'm going to do there. But so there'll be that. And if you're not familiar with world spirituality, it happens on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock. Here live on if you tune into Unity FM, but it's also archived. So there's like 400 or 500 shows archived, and you just have to go to Unity Online Radio or Unity FM to find it. So it should be fun.
So let's take a few minutes and what questions do you have either about a sabbatical, what is a sabbatical, or what have you, or about what we're going to be doing together during this time? So yeah. Thank you. Okay, so that was, I'll try to paraphrase what I think I heard from the questions for those of you that might not have been able to hear. He mentioned that my first career was in banking, which it was in Houston. And also the bank I was a part of, we had branches here as well back in the day. And so I heard questions about Unity's perception of poverty, Unity's perception of prosperity, affirming things like all is well when that doesn't feel, I think, true to your heart. And so what my response would be, the short response to that, I'll see if I can fit it into a lesson perhaps in the coming weeks, is about looking at things at you know, getting clear between the literal and the metaphysical level, and the metaphysical level being a higher perspective of seeing the world, if you will, through God's eyes, and that's an anthropomorphizing of God, but it's really, you know, seeing the world from a less than literal perspective, because in the literal perspective, we absolutely are hurting and in pain. And at the higher level of a metaphysical perspective, we can see that there is an order to the universe, the 50,000 foot level, that we cannot see. So it's being able to play in both fields at the same time. I call it spiritual double vision, to see the fact, quote, the fact of what is happening, and then to be able to see the higher truth with a capital T. So that's my short answer, and we'll have to explore that more later. So thanks for your question, and I think we've got time for a couple more.
Told you she was good, didn't I?
So either questions about, you know, about me, my background, or about what we're going to do together, or about the sabbatical experience. Yes. Yes, so this 21-day spiritual practices calendar she'd like to know about. And the reason it's 21 days is they say it takes 21 days to change a habit or to implement a new habit. And so in each day of this calendar, there'll be a new spiritual practice that you can try. It'll be something simple that you can understand from the directions given, and then there will also be for that day an amped up version, if you will. So you can take it at one level or go to the next level. And it's everything from, you know, a practice of gratitude in some way to scriptural pursuit or what have you. And then when you get to the end of the 21 days, my hope is that you'll look back and say, you know, I really liked it when I did this. I think I'm going to incorporate just this one practice for the next 21 days. And it's not a rigid science. You'll use it as you will. But it'll give you ideas, because what I find is that sometimes we get in a rut with our spiritual practice. And just making a slight tweak or shift can bring much greater fulfillment to our lives. And that's kind of what we're aiming for. So we'll be giving that out. The other thing I haven't mentioned is that I contacted Unity Village, and they were over the moon happy to send us all kinds of materials. There'll be surprises for you. You'll come on a given Sunday and be given all manner of gifts while I'm here. I mean, Unity Village just, and not, they're just out of the goodness of their hearts.
Why didn't they do that for me? What's
well,
going on?
You know, you got to ask, Paul. That's all I can say. You're on the board. I think that's why they said yes when I called. You're on the board. You know, I said, you know, Paul's on the board. So anyway. All right. We have time for maybe one more question.
Yeah, just one.
One quick question. Yeah.
He is going with our trusted babysitter for dogs. Yeah. He's going to stay with her. So.
We liked it.
And the cat's staying with them. So.
So Katie the cat is going to stay with us. However, we have yet to see Katie the cat.
Yeah.
I think, of course,
she's gone underground.
We just got in yesterday, but she didn't even sneak in and get her treats last night. She was supposed to come into our room and get. I laid out treats that she gets every night, and she didn't. So we'll see about that. Yeah.
You know, before we wrap up, though, I do want to say that, you know, of course I'm going to miss everybody because, you know, week in, week out, I'm intimately involved with many people every week, whether it be just when we gather here on Sunday or all the various people that I visit and see or counsel with in the week and deal with in one way or another. And that's going to be tough. You know, I can't even imagine it because my role is so much, my humanness is so much enshrined in being a minister. So to walk away from that is going to be interesting. But I know there's no time or space to spirit, so we're still together. And when I come back, it'll be a renewal. I'll see a lot of smiling faces and the joy to come home. So when I get a little bit tearful about leaving, I remember that we're not going to be separate, and it's going to be a joyful reunion in October. And the final thing that makes me feel relaxed is because we have Patricia. I know she's going to do an excellent job for us all. So.
Well, thank you, Paul. And I want to reassure you again that I took a 9-week sabbatical myself, and it is hard to let go. It was for me. I want to affirm it'll be easier for you than it was for me. But then there is this remarkable release that happens once you're able to let go of responsibility. And then the veil between you and spirit, which we know really isn't there, but we create it anyway, that will completely dissolve away. And I affirm and know for you that you will relax into that, and Wendy will relax into that in a beautiful and awesome way.
Thank you.
We're going to be praying for you. So we can support you by praying for you and, you know, by the community staying strong and participating in the things that we have to offer, presence, finances, all that you are, your enthusiasm. We're going to have fun together. I told somebody earlier, I haven't said this to Paul, while the cat's away, you know, we're going to have, we'll have some fun. We'll have some fun. Yes, we will. So on that note, is it time for meditation?
Yes, let's meditate. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. So I invite you to just take a nice breath in, just a deep breath in, and release and feel that release. Again, just breathing in and breathing out. Allow yourself to settle in right where you are. Feel the seat support you. Feel your feet on the floor, on the ground. Because where you sit is holy ground, and there's nothing for you to do in this moment. Just to breathe is holy. Just to be is divine. And if you will allow my words to be the words of your heart, and so I know that spirit is all around me. Spirit is the stuff of which I am made, my essential nature. And so I let go. I let go of any belief that would stand in the way of my realizing my true spiritual nature. I lay worries and concerns at the altar. I just lay them down for this moment, knowing that I am one with spirit, infinite strength and infinite love are my true nature, infinite peace fills my heart and my mind as I relax, as I release, as I let go. And as I let go, I open to the knowing of my nature as a being of love. I am love and I am loved. I am love and I am loved. And I take that truth with me into the silence now, inwardly and silently affirming, I am love. I am loved in the silence. You are love. And you are loved. And nothing can separate you from this truth of your divine nature. You radiate love wherever you go. Your heart is open to receiving love as it comes back to you. You are the expression of God's love in this world. And you are a blessing to all who know you. Your energy, your consciousness is a blessing even to those who don't know you, because you make a difference just as you are. And so as we begin to close this time of meditation, we do so claiming and knowing that we are beings of spiritual love, and we carry that with us as our divine signature in the world. And so for all of this and so much more, we are truly deeply grateful. And so it is, and so we let it be. Amen.
Thanks for listening. This ministry is funded through the generous contributions of individuals just like you. If you have found spiritual enrichment here, please visit us online at unityfortworth.org and make a donation. We sincerely thank you for your contribution, and we affirm with you, divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive, and I am grateful.